The global food crisis causes trouble for a children's medical ministry. Christian Radio is helping the struggling quake survivors in China, and young people are getting a taste of missions, but will it help or hurt? These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The list of countries on the brink of disaster because of the global food and fuel crisis is growing. The United Nations promised millions more for aid in the 62 hardest-hit countries. CURE International's Mark Bush says children suffer most, and now the impact is striking their hospitals.
In order to deliver care to each one of the children that come to our hospital, we set budgets for that. And then when something like this hits, where food increases at such phenomenal percentages year over year, that certainly impacts our budget from the standpoint of being able to provide care.
Malnourished kids are often too weak for surgery, so the feeding programs are essential. However, that could bite into other programs.
If we're spending more of our money on trying to feed the children at the hospital, it may be that we cut back a little bit on the number of mobile clinics we're able to do in a given year.
Which then hurts outreach.
To give us an opportunity not only to engage with the child and tell them the good news of Jesus Christ, it gives us the opportunity to also provide the same message to the parent.
Next, as U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice prepares to travel to Chengdu, China to visit earthquake victims, some have yet to receive help. As far as broadcasting company's Chinese staff visited listeners, they discovered some churches hadn't been helped. Support's now going directly to the churches and partners in the region. FEBC is broadcasting special programming to help victims heal physically and spiritually. $30 can place a radio so they can hear it. You're listening to Mission Network News. In 2 Timothy, the Apostle Paul said, "The things you've heard from me, entrust these to faithful men who will then be able to teach others." President of Global Advance, David Shibley, is using Paul as an example as he's mentoring young pastors in the United States.
By invitation, I have been inviting groups of 10 to 12 to 15 younger pastors and church leaders for 2 days just for a basic download and interaction of what God has taught me over these years or continues to teach me.
It's not just any mentorship, says Shibley. Its focus is on God's Great Commission.
Since the death of Bill Bright, I have not heard a great deal coming from older leaders of a passion for the fulfilling of the Great Commission and bringing closure on our Lord's commission to make disciples of all the nations. I want to help download that passion into these men.
Ask God who you should help mentor or who could help mentor you. Meanwhile, churches are using a special New Testament and DVD to reach recovering addicts with the gospel.
A little more than one out of every five people in America struggle with addictions to pornography, alcohol, drugs, food, or gambling. And the statistics also show us that there's no difference in the amount of addiction inside the church versus outside.
That's Mike Richards, Director of Recovery Ministries for International Bible Society Send the Light, which developed the Journey Recovery New Testament and DVD. He says churches can use these resources to launch or extend a ministry to recovering addicts and their loved ones.
If we can get these resources into their hands, God can begin to use His Word. He can begin to use the things that we put inside the New Testament and DVD to begin to speak to their hearts.
Pray that God will use these resources to change many lives. And missions experts say an estimated 3 million teens in the U.S. will go overseas on a short-term mission trip this year. While some are encouraged, others question the true impact of these trips. One youth pastor says this is where they get their first taste of evangelism. Another mission scholar says these trips benefit team members more than the community they're supposed to be serving. Well, no matter how you feel, pray that God will inspire young people to reach out. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's making available a copy of Thirsty, a DVD on personal renewal from Sammy Tippett Ministries. Tippett's inspiring personal story of tragedy and hope will help you understand how you too can be revived. Get Thirsty by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.